Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You're in the Omaha area. Be careful. It's kind of crappy out there on the roads.
Lincoln, Wichita's getting snow.
Yeah. And if you're anywhere else, enjoy the sunshine. Or there's bad weather all across the country.
There's an image floating around the internet, and we haven't heard from anybody, our buddy in Tampa yet. But apparently there's a chance of falling iguanas across the state of Florida. Because when the temperature gets down around 40 or so, the iguanas just kind of freeze up. And then they fall out of the tree. But they're not
I thought I didn't know they flew. That's what I was thinking when you said that.
No, they fall out of the trees.
All I have is Clearwater Beach on here. That's 39 right now, Clearwater. But, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool for there. Yeah.
That is falling iguana weather.
Yeah, falling iguana weather.
Yeah, what do they call it? Cold stunned or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
On its way up to 60, though, and then 72 tomorrow. So I'm not breaking down a violin for our Tampa or Clearwater.
Here's the trouble with that.
What?
Some of the iguanas.
What happens then?
Well, they can reach 5 feet in length and weigh 20 pounds.
Yeah.
You don't want one of those falling anywhere near you.
No, you don't. That'd be like
That'd hit you on the head. It could kill you.
Yeah, for an early morning walk and get beamed by an iguana.
Or just scare the hell out of you. It falls down in front of you. I thought it would be like a gator.
I'm sure a lot of people are foregoing the early morning walk if it's 40 degrees in Florida.
You know what? The last 2 days, it's been at or below zero when I've been driving in, and I've seen the same guy out running.
Yeah, you don't
in that weather.
It's not first of all, that defeats the purpose. I mean, stay in shape, but that's not good for you. They say that.
No.
It's not good for your lungs to be running that cold weather.
We're talking -5, -10 wind chills, and he's out there trudging down the sidewalk on this one street that I drive in. I'm like, why are you doing that?
No, even the walkers in my neighborhood aren't out this kind of weather, you know.
Get a treadmill, dude. Or just take a day off.
Take a day off.
No, you can't.
There's other issues with the iguanas.
Yeah.
I think I put it up on our Twitter feed. I thought I put it up on Facebook.
So they freeze and they die, or they just freeze and they stay stunned for a little while.
Once the temperature drops below 45, they go into a dormant or cold stunned state.
Yeah, they're not dead.
They remain breathing with critical body functions still operating. It's their way of protecting themselves until the temperature warms up above 50 degrees.
Oh, it's 35 right now in Tampa. It's proper. So that's where Tampa Tony lives there. So he's probably hating life today. 35, but it's supposed to be 62. But it freezes. Iguanas freeze even above freezing temperature?
45, you said.
Yeah, freeze.
Didn't hear that. Okay. They go
cold stunned. If the temperatures remain in the 40s for periods over 8 hours, a significant number of those iguanas will die, however, but especially the smaller ones.
Okay, so if they stay in that state for an extended period of time, then it kills them.
Another way of looking at this.
Are they saving them like they did the koala bears in the fire? You put a bunch of iguanas in your car?
You don't want to do that.
Because they spit on you, right?
No, they're an invasive species, technically.
Well, you're inviting me into your car.
Oh. You don't want them anyway. They hope they die.
So they're not native to
Florida. Oh, that's a good point.
No, they want them all to die.
Oh, okay. Just like those guys who bring all the exotic snakes, and then when they get too big, they put them in the swamp.
Right.
Yeah, some people are looking forward to an opportunity to
get them
out of their yards and whatnot. Yeah, right. They hope they die.
All right.
In many cases.
Yeah. So that's
especially
what happened.
Especially the 6-foot one.
Yeah. Somebody had a pet iguana and just released it into the wild, and he ran into another pet iguana, and they started banging.
Or they just moved up from where they come from originally.
Sure, and now they populate Florida, when in fact they're not native to Florida
at all. Or they're actually native too.
I don't know.
All right.
I can't believe you even asked me that.
I know. I kept, as I said it, I'm thinking, why am I asking that? But I figure once in a while I'll change course and ask a question.
I don't even know why you said that.
Speaking of that, I had Jeopardy on for like 5 minutes. I don't know how you watch that.
Because, really?
Because the questions were just stuff that none of us would know or care about. This one particular category. I left it on for a second. I turned my TV on. It was on. I'm thinking, it was... The answer was, what is Stockholm? And it wasn't just say, hey, name the capital of Sweden. Then I might be interested.
Well, that's the problem.
It was horrible.
You just hung around for one category.
It was horrible.
And one category can stump you. There will be categories where I know nothing.
Yeah, and didn't care.
And then there will be categories where you can sweep it.
Where are the iguanas from there, Puss?
Northern Mexico, Central America, the Caribbean Islands, and Southern Brazil.
That's it? They got them in. And, oh, you said Brazil, right.
And South
Brazil.
America. A lot of South America.
Oh, so they get there.
From what I see.
All right.
But not native to Florida.
Yep.
That's exotic pet guy ruining the landscape.
Where are all those lizards in Arizona? What are those, Todd? The iguanas, too?
Oh, they're geckos.
Oh, they're geckos. That's right. And they're cool. Cause
I think.
They have Australian accents, too.
I think I'm of Hawaii. Hawaii's got a ton of geckos.
Which island?
Just, desert lizards.
You like a licky diggy.
You're not thinking of those Gila monsters, are you? I've never seen
I might be.
I've never seen a Gila monster. They're pretty big, and they will kill you.
I've seen the iguanas, though, in Florida. I haven't seen a big one. That would kind of freak me out. But I've seen the little small ones running around.
Oh, there's a ton of the little spiny desert lizards out there. So you may have seen any number of them.
That'd be a great name for a band, the Desert Lizards.
The Spiny Desert Lizards.
Yeah, you can add that too if you want.
Yeah. There's a spiny lizard. There's the canyon spotted whiptail.
That's not off the top of Todd's head. He's reading that.
No,
sometimes you guys think he's smarter than what he is. Because he's got quick Google fingers and you can never tell. You don't hear him type like he used to. Hear him type.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I did a little research last night.
Oh, you did?
I saw something going across the crawl. Right. And this sounds like a hack sports trivia question, but I've never heard it before.
All right, what was it?
And see if you can do this without Googling anything.
All right, I don't have a computer in front of me.
All the professional sports, the NBA, NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, there are five shared nicknames. 123 teams in all. Five shared nicknames. Can you name them?
Giants.
That's one.
Cardinals.
San Francisco Giants. New York Giants.
No, you have five professional sports teams.
Yeah.
You said five. What's they had in soccer now?
Five shared nicknames.
Oh, five shared nicknames.
Among
major sports teams.
Among the big four.
And NFL.
NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL.
Got it. I didn't hear the first part of the question.
Cardinals?
Giants. You didn't hear any of the question.
Yeah. I did. Until Puss started answering it. And I realized what he was talking about.
I thought you'd like this category.
I do like it.
Jets?
I just want to get one right.
Is Jets?
Yeah, the Jets.
There?
Jets. Winnipeg Jets.
I was going to say, because the Winnipeg's
tough one to
back,
get, right?
Isn't they?
New York
they?
Jets. The other two are the toughest ones. I had to look for these. So you got your Jets.
Panthers.
Got your Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
You got your Florida Panthers and your Carolina Panthers.
Oh, I got one. That's I'm happy now.
One more.
That's a tough one.
We're missing one.
Oh, my God.
Yankees.
Nope, there's only one Yankees.
Red Sox.
Only one Red Sox.
Man.
The fifth
Tigers?
One.
Tigers?
Can you give
Bears, no.
Can you give us the two sports or that give it away?
It might. It's NBA and NHL.
Oh.
Oh, the Heat.
Kings.
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 Ding, ding,
ding, ding.
Sacramento and L.A.
Yeah, all right. That's a good question, Todd.
I thought so.
Yeah, I like that one.
It seems like one that has been around for a long time, but I've never heard it before. Right.
Zion, they say, is going to make his debut
tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. I did not thoroughly research. I missed one. There's one more.
You said it was five.
And there's six. Baseball and hockey.
Penguins.
No Penguins.
Blackhawks.
No Blackhawks.
Line four just tipped me off, too.
Okay, you got
baseball and hockey?
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's right.
Braves.
No Braves.
The Dodgers. There's a hockey team called Dodgers. The Ice Dodgers, I think they're called.
There were the Boston Braves. And,
yeah, I know. Don't confuse people.
There are no Braves.
The Ice Dodgers.
Anywhere else.
Ice Dodgers and the Dodgers. So it's kind of a variation on a word. I don't know, man.
No idea.
The Padres. That's right. There's just the skating Padres.
No Padres.
Ah, damn.
Ah,
no ice. The skating Padres would be a great name. Yeah.
The Ice Padres.
Timberwolves. There's a baseball team called the Timberwolves.
There's only one Timberwolf out there. But there are
Texans
and New York Rangers.
Oh, the Rangers.
Rangers.
Damn it. That's the obvious one.
Yeah, well, see, I put some work into this, and obviously I slipped up.
All right.
I was not
thorough. Ding, 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 ding.
There are six. Thank you, Josh, for doing the rest of my research for me.
Yes, very nice.
That is very nice. Very kind of him to do that.
And Mike.
Now we got to add the XFL teams in there now.
I don't think we do.
No.
There's a couple Battlehawks out there.
That does not count as one of the big four.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball.
I know.
National Football League.
I know.
National Hockey League. NBA. Those are the big four. Right. It always will be.
No MLS?
No. Half those teams go by football club, so they don't even have a nickname, you know? Like Sportin' the Woody, KC. That's the name of their team, right? Sportin' the Woodies.
Yep.
I'm Sportin' a Woody, KC. I'd root for them.
Just Sportin'.
Sportin' a Woody. That's what Omaha should name their soccer team. They got one coming this spring.
They're not going to name it that.
Sportin' a Woody, Omaha. I know they're not. They never take my advice. Or Chubby. Sport the Chub.
Chubby Sportin'.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.